starts at the, at 8 o'clock. The assembly level program is coming. We will finish. We will finish. Okay?
Okay, so first in line, Alkesh. Everyone has 5 minutes. When it goes 5 minutes, I'll ring the bell. So we have 1 hour, and less than 1 hour actually. Anyway, huh? Please try to make it brief. That's the reason why I ask you to have it in writing.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshtarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravaktavinda. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept Mahambala obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The question was, what Srila Prabhupada has done for me? And to answer that, I need to go a bit more in the background. Fortunately, I was born and brought up in Bharatvarsh, India. My family is vegetarian. My mother is, and my grandparents in particular, were God conscious. Especially, I used to notice my grandfather every day. He was using his bead bank chanting Krishna's holy name, Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama, but not Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We used to have congregation of devotees regularly at our place and other devotees' houses as well, singing, dancing, and listening glories of Lord Krishna and other gods. So I was fortunate to have a favorable surroundings when I was growing up, but somehow it was never made clear to me or occurred to me that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Henceforth, I became God-conscious, and I used to pray to all gods as a normal practice, normally, you know, practiced by people. I came to UK when I was 18. My mother has a special place, small temple in the house, with all the gods to whom I would pray as usual, as a normal practice. After a few years, my aunt deceased, and my uncle arranged Prarthana Sabha at his residence. As been mentioned by my wife Dinta yesterday, a senior initiated devotee, Radha Kantadas from Manor, conducted the program. We all chanted one round of Maha Mantra with bead bags. At the end of the program, he offered everyone to keep the bead bag and chant Maha Mantra every day. We decided to keep the bead bag. I took it home and put it on one side. I never picked it up to chant again due to my foolishness, and my Krishna consciousness remained dormant. Unfortunately, at that time. A couple of years later, I coincidentally met the same devotee, Radha Kantadas, at a shopping place. And he invited me to come to a Bhagavad Gita class on every Wednesday held in East Court group. I mentioned it to my wife, and I said, this time, I will go and give it a go and see what it's like. I went to attend Bhagavad Gita class on the next occurring Wednesday, and by your mercy, Srila Prabhupada, my Krishna consciousness was awakened. I was inspired so much by the devotion and hearing Bhagavad Gita purport that I went home feeling energetic and a sense of bliss. I couldn't wait for the following Wednesday to come again. With your blessing, Srila Prabhupada, I'm continually attending our East Coast Sangha group led by Radha Kantadas for the past 7 years. Later on, my wife also joined, and slowly we both became Krishna conscious. In 2006, both my wife and I decided to visit Vrindavan, Holy Dham. We booked everything, and guess what? It wasn't meant to be. With yours and Radha Gokulananda's mercy, my wife was expecting our son, Krishan. Our faith in Krishna consciousness became even more firm, and it is the most wonderful gift that the Lordships have given us. We continued our sadhana, and 3 years later, all three of us, this time, visited Vrindavan Dham, and earlier this year, Sri Mayapur at Jagannath Puri. It was Krishna's wish for all three of us to visit the Holy Dham instead of just two of us. In between, we have been kindly guided by another exalted devotee, Mother Kalungna, residing in Manor, to chant 16 rounds Sri Srila Prabhupada's books, Vana Krishna Prasadam. She constantly reminds us that if you follow this and the four regulative principles, Srila Prabhupada is guaranteed that you will go back to Godhead in this lifetime. She has been also preaching and guiding us to get initiated by a spiritual guru to help us in our spiritual journey and make our life sublime. Hopefully, His Holiness Bhaktichandra Maharaj will accept us as disciples when we are qualified. So Srila Prabhupada, you have given us so much, Maha Mantra, Krishna Prasadam, your teachings, and ISKCON family, with so many exalted devotees who are sincere and serious to take everyone back to Godhead. Thank you very much, and I'm very much indebted to you. It is through your teachings and association with exalted devotees, I'm now enlightened that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the constitutional position of the other demigods. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for opening my eyes and awakening my Krishna consciousness within me. Thank you for accepting an unqualified fallen soul. You are truly merciful. So what will I do for Srila Prabhupada? First and foremost, honestly, I need to strike a balance between my spiritual and mundane karmic life. In grihastha life with a small child that I have, I often struggle. But since coming to this retreat, I have definitely realized that I need to wake up early, like Guru Maharaj, and I must chant my 16 rounds sincerely. When Ekadashis, I used to attend Mangal Arati at one stage, but somehow it slipped, and this needs to be re-initiated again with commitment to help elevate myself spiritually. I need to hold more Sangha programs, invite devotees and others, feed Krishna conscious prasad, and serve sadhus. Share Krishna conscious with others to help them go back to Godhead, just as I was given a helping hand a few years ago. I have inspired one family to join ISKCON, and they have become Krishna conscious, and I plan to do many more with your blessings, Srila Prabhupada. I need to guard myself against Nama Aparad and Vaishnava Aparad. I would like to partake in Krishna conscious projects at the Manor and also Krishna Avanti School, where my son will be going to school in September. And last but not the least, I need to guide and make my own son Krishna conscious devotee. So Srila Prabhupada, please, 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 I pray you humbly to guide me and shower your blessings to help us in our journey back to Godhead and be successful in spreading Krishna conscious mission. My humble obeisances at your lotus feet and Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Bhaktichandra Maharaj, your eternal servant, Alkesh. Srila Prabhupada ki, His Holiness Bhaktichandra Maharaj ki.
Thank you, Alkesh. Hare Krishna. Next is Dayal Gauranga and Prema Pradeep. We'll do it together. Give them another chair, please. You sit there. Take them off.
Swati Devi, Gauravani Pacharide, Nirveshisha Shunivadi Pashaka Deshadani. Please accept my humble obeisances, Guru Maharaj. Dear Srila Prabhupada, thank you for establishing ISKCON in order to educate me into Krishna consciousness. You are always caring for our welfare to increase our Krishna consciousness. You are our eternal leader in guiding us back home to Krishna's abode. Your activities are most wonderful ever for mankind. I can never repay you for your invaluable mercy you have bestowed upon me. Because I am deaf, I have difficulty in chanting, and therefore it is very difficult to develop taste in the holy name. I am a teacher in British Sign Language School. I have great skills in sign language and use it to help many, many deaf people to take up practice Krishna consciousness. I do not want any credit for myself, but offer all credit to my Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, your most fortunate servant, Doyal Gauranga Das. Maharaj, in this connection, I want to read out an example that how he helped my sister. In this connection, I want to take this opportunity how Doyal Gauranga and Prema Pradeep Prabhus helped my profoundly deaf sister who passed away 3 years ago. When an ENT, ear, nose and throat doctors, diagnosed that my sister was suffering from advanced cancer, terminal cancer of the throat, and had 6 months to live, I approached Doyal Gauranga Prabhu to convey the terrible message to my sister. In their professional and compassionate way, they used sign language to explain to my sister this unfortunate news. The doctors told us, unless she was operated upon to remove half her lower jaw, she was going to only live for six more months. So Doyal Gauranga and Prem Pradeep came many times to my house to do sign languages for the benefit of my sign language sanghas, for the benefit of my sister. They, together with my deaf friends, sign languaged Krishna book to my sister, enlightened her spiritual awareness. They did this for 2 years. She lived 2 years after she was diagnosed cancer. On my sister's last day, when she left her body, both these exalted devotees were there chanting and praying for the welfare of my sister's soul. I am indebted to the services and thank Srila Prabhupada for making this possible. Thank you.
Prema Pradeep.
Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simativati Charaswami Tinamine Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simativati Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Prasarine Nirvisesa Sunjavadi Pasataya Satarine Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. So there is two questions, what Srila Prabhupada did for me and what I'm going to do for Srila Prabhupada. To answer the first question, first I will explain a bit about my background. So basically, Srila Prabhupada came to my life in a form of a book when I more need him. So my background is, I was born in Spain with a Christian family, with a loving parents, and a wonderful brother and sister. Since very young, the love for God become very natural for me, as my mother loved Mother Mary and Jesus Christ in a very pure and simple way. When I was a child, sometimes other children made me sad, and immediately my mother detected and asked me, "Why are you sad? What happened?" And I said, "A bad voice hurt me." Then my mother said to me, "So what you're thinking of then? You already have a true friend, and he loves you so much. Think in Jesus Christ." That made me feel so happy and naturally increased my faith and love for him. Although I love Jesus Christ, when I visit the church, never I felt inspired for the priest's lecture. I just was very happy to have my true friend in my heart. Over the years, I grew up and questions come to my mind, and I asked my mom, "Mother, who is God?" Then she replied, "He is Jesus Christ." Then I say, "But when Jesus Christ was in the cross, he looked up in the sky and talked with God. So who is he?" Then my man told, he is the father. Okay, I say. Then I ask, what is the father's name? And the answer was, I don't know. That was when I was 7 years old. So my whole life, my whole life was, my heart was half of love because Jesus Christ, but in another side was empty because I didn't know my father, I didn't know his name, and that makes me feel really sad. So the years passed. 15 years later, in August 2000, I was determined to be a vegetarian, just to lose weight, have a better diet, and of course, have a better look. I was young at that time. At that time, my sister had a devotee friend from England called James. My sister told him that I was trying to be a vegetarian, and guess what? He gave me a book called The Highester, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. As you probably know, in Spain, unfortunately, most of the population eat meat, and at that time, nobody supported me with my conviction to be a vegetarian. My family respect me, but they didn't give me what I need, the support, just to be a vegetarian. It was very important for me. Then when I got Srila Prabhupada book and I started to read it, it was literally an explosion. Each word, each sentence was like a bomb impact in my consciousness. I was reading and in my mind said, yes, this is it. Fully agree, 100%. And in that way, through the whole book, I thought, finally I found someone who fully understands me. Then I felt safe, confident, and ultimately I felt so thankful with the author of the book, who I didn't know much yet at that point of time. The result, yes, Srila Prabhupada saved my life with this book. But that just only was the beginning. By His causeless mercy, in the last 10 years, He gave me so much that to past the imagination of everyone. Just to point some example of this unlimited list, just few examples. So my first encounter with devotees after James were with Srila Prabhupada disciples, a couple of France devotees living in Malaga. Their names are Draupadi Devidasi and Brajisma Prabhu. Then, the next day, they were very kind and they offered accommodation just to sleep in their house. It was the first time I met with them, so they were really, really kind. I didn't expect that. And the next day I met with two wonderful devotees, two brother devotees at Malaga Temple called Ananda Das and Vinod Bihari Das. And they answered all the questions I had from my childhood. And finally, my heart fully was full of joy. I found the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, my original father. Yes, His name is Krishna, Jai. Finally, I couldn't find the name of my father. So the list of Srila Prabhupada give is unlimited. And to explain you all the gift that Srila Prabhupada gave me, I will need at least 2 or 3 more retreats. So we don't have time for that, but it's so many gifts Srila Prabhupada gave in my life. So what I'm going to do to Srila Prabhupada? Since I got my first Srila Prabhupada book, my life was in debt with him. But the thing is, you cannot repay someone when he actually saved your life from material bondage. So what can I do then? After consider this point again and again, I just get the conclusion that the only thing I can do is offer myself to Srila Prabhupada. And even doing this, the debt never will be repaid, but it's all I can do at the moment. My life now until my last breath is for Srila Prabhupada, for his beloved disciple, and for all ISKCON devotees. All I have, even I felt not qualified to serve you, Srila Prabhupada, everything is for you, for your service, and only with the blessing of my spiritual master, His Holiness Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj, and the blessing of your, the Vaishnavas, of Lord Krishna, only with that I will be able to please Srila Prabhupada, to fulfill his mission and the desire to distribute the holy names of the Lord in every town and village. Thank you for your patience with this fallen soul and for listening. Your insignificant eternal servant, Prema Pradeep Das.
Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasaya Mutale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamine, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharini, Nirvisesha, Zunivadi, Pashadiya Vishatanini. What Prabhupada has done for me? In 2001, I met two devotees in the market in Groningen, Holland, doing Sankirtan in their house. I was invited by them, which I accepted, and went to see them after 2 weeks. Once there, I was very joyful, captivated so much that immediately I bought Kanti Mala, Japa beads, and Bhagavad Gita. I came home and started reading books which were making sense to me about existence and my doubts about God. I continue, but unfortunately, due to extremely serious family problems, I could not continue my chanting, reading, etc. for 8 years. After that, I met devotees again coming from Rotterdam doing Sankirtan. Through that, I learned a lot about my constitutional position. I am a soul, not a body. My job is to serve Krishna and surrender to him. They showed me these books. They showed me books of Prabhupada and I began to read them. They gave me so much, those books gave me so much pleasure that I went on reading one after another, which I like to do even now. Although I read so much, there were times when I had some doubts, but as soon as I read another book written by Prabhupada, my doubts seemed to clear and I feel peace. Because of so much knowledge obtained through Prabhupada's book, I've now taken to the process of Krishna consciousness seriously. I'm chanting at least 16 rounds and doing all morning programs with best of my ability, which I do not know if I am doing correctly. I cannot ask anyone as there is no one to guide me. The ones who guided me, that is Rasa Vilasini and Abhiram. Soon after my mother, they catch me, they support me a lot, and just I could enjoy their very unpayable friendship and joy just for 7-8 months, because after that they left Groningen and I was left alone. I'm quite serious to take in Krishna consciousness sincerely. What I can do for Prabhupada? Seeing widespread suffering amongst the people of all age due to alcohol, illicit sex, suicide, and so on, I became compassionate. I want to help them to deal with their problem by preaching Krishna consciousness, distributing Prabhupada's books, giving prasadam, and inviting to the Sankirtan. This is what I can do for Prabhupada, which was his goal. Hare Krishna.
brave girl.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namile. Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatate Chatarine. Dear Srila Prabhupada, you are so kind and compassionate. You told us all about Lord Krishna. We thought that he is just Krishna, but you told us all about Lord Krishna. Thank you so much for my school Krishna Vandi and my lovely teacher Miss Alan and Mr. Hirani. Love you, Brinda.
Thank you.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namile. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine. Dear Srila Prabhupada, you have brought Krishna to the center of my life. Now my whole life rotates around Krishna. I chant, I listen to lectures and study your literature. I cook for him, I associate with devotees. I tell Krishna stories to my children. Our favorite pastime is going to the temple and the goshala for feeding the cows. What will I do for you, Srila Prabhupada? I would like to serve Srimati Tulsi Maharani and share the nectar of taking care of her nicely with others. And I would like to bring up my children nicely in a Krishna conscious environment. Hare Krishna.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaur Ni Prachanini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Isatari. Hare Krishna Maharaj. I was born in a Vaishnava family following Pushti Margya. When I was grown up and I was a teenager, then I heard about Srila Prabhupada. Thus he was known to me by name only, but I came to know him more closely when we came to settle in London. When I started to visit manor in big festival like Janmashtami, Diwali, Ram Navami, etc. Since 5-7 years I had keen wish to read the Bhagavad Gita, but I did not know where to get it. After I saw Prabhupada Gita as it is on Jayanti day and started to read it after taking one to home, and I got attraction for the books written by Srila Prabhupada and all the devotions and devotional services being performed by the devotees. He opened my eyes with his powerful a torch of real knowledge about God, that Krishna is the God and the only God who is the cause of all causes. As my family culture, I visited to the Srinathji temple many times and used to watch Bal Krishna Seva at home, done by my grandmother, and my mother kept my knowledge up to that. All God or Goddess are in same position, but Prabhupada taught me the meaning of the word Dharma and what is the actual purpose of the religion by these books and these recorded lectures. I will feel myself very, very lucky if I could take even a little part in the mission of Prabhupada by his blessing and many and mercy upon me. As per his kind instructions, we'll try to practice pure bhakti with service to the Lord Krishna and will make people understand this mission of establish real Krishna prem in our hearts. Anyone hurt by distributing his books and inspiring people to read these books and performing temple seva with a regular chanting within my limited capacity. But I request the blessing and mercy of Sri Guru Maharaj and his pure devotees in the way of my journey back to home, back to Godhead. Thank you, Prabhupada. Thank you, Guru Maharaj. Thank you, all devotees. Hare Krishna.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunnivadi Paschata Deshtarne. What has Srila Prabhupada done for me? In fact, what hasn't Srila Prabhupada done for me? There is so much that I will be eternally grateful to him for. Having come into contact with Srila Prabhupada at a young age, it is difficult to imagine what my life would be without him. Srila Prabhupada gave us the process of Krishna consciousness, which is not just some dry philosophy or sentimental religion, but a practical way of life. So in fact, pretty much every aspect of my life has been influenced in some way or another by his divine grace. I know I often take this process for granted. This is why it is so important and inspiring to be in the company of others at retreats such as this, and take time to truly reflect on what Srila Prabhupada has given us and how fortunate we are to be part of his ISKCON family. It is also inspiring to see others come into contact with Srila Prabhupada and how this transforms their lives as they begin to take up the process. I have seen many examples of this personally with the outreach programs I have been involved in organizing, previously whilst at university and in Birmingham, and now in South London and at ISKCON Soho. I know that without Prabhupada's personal example and the sacrifices he made for us, I would not have had the strength or conviction to be involved in this preaching. Through this preaching, I see that there are so many people out there just searching for this knowledge that Srila Prabhupada gave to us, and it is our duty to preach this message, and not only bring new devotees to the movement, but also care for their spiritual lives. So what am I going to do for Srila Prabhupada? I'd like to help expand his movement by bringing new people in touch with Krishna consciousness and help to take care of them. Recently, we held a very successful Rathyatra festival in Croydon, the very first time in Croydon town centre. This festival made me realise that there is so much potential to preach Srila Prabhupada's message to the people in South London, and not just South London, but in every town and village. This preaching work will never be complete. It is a continuous process. There are endless possibilities, and it's something we can eternally be engaged in. And whilst doing so, we should maintain a mood of cooperation. Srila Prabhupada said, our love for him will be shown by how we cooperate with one another. I hope to take this instruction more seriously and develop deep relations and a united mood with other devotees so that together we can bring many new souls to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada really changed my life. At the age of 14, the book The Science of Self-Realization somehow found me. I can't say I read much or I read much, but I read this book over and over because Prabhupada's words really appealed to me at that young age. And so I started my spiritual journey, first by becoming vegetarian. That was a real turning point in my life. It gave me answers and a profound new approach to life. I was a rebel in so many ways, so I fear to think what my life would have turned out like if I hadn't read that book. There's so much that one can say glorifying Srila Prabhupada's kindness and mercy. Once, His Grace Srila Tirthakirti Prabhu approached Srila Prabhupada and said that many devotees seem very enthusiastic and lively when greeting Prabhupada at airports, etc., whereas Srila Tirthakirti himself felt embarrassed and ashamed at his inability to express his excitement. Prabhupada replied by asking if he liked personally serving Prabhupada. Srila Tirthakirti, of course, admitted that he did. Then Prabhupada responded that anyone can jump up and down madly in excitement, but that service was more important and that it showed his commitment. And this was something that resounded in me, as I have sometimes also felt like this, preferring to work away in the background. Looking back on my life, Krishna consciousness has given my life so much meaning, and this is all due to His divine grace. I feel so fortunate to have had the association of devotees who inspired me and pushed me forward into the services I do today, such as university preaching, Band of Center programs, and Sunday classes. Although the debt to the spiritual master can never be repaid, I am keeping busy at ISKCON Leicester. For example, I'm now preaching at three universities, and although it's very time-consuming with a full-time career, devotional service is so rewarding and joyful, as Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Having completed Bhakti Shastri studies earlier this year, I'm now having fun memorizing verses and reading Bhagavad Gita almost daily after Guru Maharaj gave a lecture last year, and also reading Bhagavatam, which feed back into my preaching. Guru Maharaj, once you explained that the living force is dynamic due to its spiritual nature, and this is the perfect word to describe the unlimited activities and services in Krishna consciousness, I now use some of your class structures and phrases and answers in my preaching. So thank you, Guru Maharaj, for moving my spiritual life forward. And I hope Srila Prabhupada is pleased with my endeavors. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, your servant, Karunamoy Krishna Das. Thank you.
Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesh Shunyavade Paschata Deshatarine. Dear Srila Prabhupada, I was very fortunate actually. I was born into a Krishna conscious family since I was born. My grandparents were both in Krishna consciousness, and I was fortunate that they looked after me when I was born for the first 2 years of my life. They would regularly take me to the darshan
at Bhaktivedanta Manor, and I'd get to regularly see their Lordship Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda. I was that fortunate that my grandfather actually used to travel all the way from Leicester to offer mangoes to Srila Prabhupada at 2 in the morning. Many devotees always said to me, oh, you're so fortunate to be in Krishna consciousness, and even more fortunate to be born into it. ISKCON and Krishna were present to me for a very long time, especially through my teenage years, but I was too foolish to grab the opportunity with both hands. During my time at university, I would see how dry and dark people's lives were. So these are students that were studying with me. I would see how students were always frustrated from intoxication such as alcohol, smoking. And I just thought to myself, there must be more to life than this. I was chanting since I was 18, but doing just one round a day never gave that fulfillment. However, I remember sometimes being at the temple and just chanting in front of the deities, and I would notice the inner peace and fulfillment that it would give me. Something in my life was missing. One Janmashtami, I was at the manor and I was fortunate to come across Sutabhadas, and he asked me to go to a Pandavasena jamming. I'd always seen Pandavasena dancing at the back of the temple room every Sunday evening, so I knew there was something in their lives that was making them happy, and I wanted to experience this. What has Srila Prabhupada done for me? Srila Prabhupada has shown me and introduced me to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I realize that Krishna is my best friend and that I've got to continue building a relationship with him. I've developed so much love for Krishna over many years since being in Krishna consciousness. And through Srila Prabhupada's literature and the chanting of the Maha Mantra. This black hole or emptiness that I was feeling during my university has now been filled thanks to you, Srila Prabhupada, with this glowing smile and association of devotees, partaking of wonderful food and prasadam, and being involved in kirtans. All of a sudden, all the activities performed have an end purpose to them, and that is to serve Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has allowed me to learn so many new skills in doing service. For a number of years, I've been working with Pandavasena, both in jammings and setting up trips, and many of you see me doing sounds in the corner. I haven't actually learned any of these outside ISKCON. It's thanks to Srila Prabhupada's wonderful facility and allowing me to do this Vaishnava service that I've actually learned these skills from devotees. I'm so fortunate in what I've learned, and even more fortunate that I'm able to offer these skills back to Krishna and his devotees. Srila Prabhupada has given me the opportunity to be part of this wonderful family, and that's ISKCON. To me, ISKCON and the other devotees are not just friends or people that I associate, but actually are my God brothers and sisters. I'm proud to be at ISKCON, and this opportunity is there for everyone. I just pray that I'm able to preach to the outside world and get them on board Srila Prabhupada's chariot to go back home. So now, many years on, Srila Prabhupada has given me these wonderful gifts, the ability to associate with Guru Maharaj, His Holiest Bhaktijara Maharaj. Maharaj's lectures and vision of ISKCON has given me so much inspiration in my day-to-day life. I pray I can surrender to Maharaj and please Maharaj in a way that someday I can take initiation from him. What am I going to give back to His Divine Grace? I am by no means qualified or intelligent to serve Srila Prabhupada, but have some limited capability of doing some service. But Srila Prabhupada's movement has allowed me to learn so many skills, so I have to give something back. Srila Prabhupada, I therefore vow to continue performing my services in both technical sounds and festivals at Bhaktivedanta Manor. The difference I can make to ISKCON is that of a molecule in comparison to what you have set up and given to us. However, if I make even an ounce of difference, then I vow to continue doing this. Srila Prabhupada, an extremely important area I want to please you in is to improve the quality of my chanting. Chanting 16 rounds is something, but chanting 16 rounds with quality is what I would love to deliver to you. I would try to use my weekends and holidays to chant better quality rounds, ensuring to hear each of the 16 words in the Maha Mantra as I chant them. But more importantly, Srila Prabhupada, as I enter Grahastha Ashram next year, I vow to follow all of the teachings and principles that you have so kindly given us. Ensure that Krishna will always remain the center of our lives, so that we're able to advance and fulfill your everlasting wish. I will do this by remaining in the association of Gurudev and taking Maharaj's instructions to apply this into our life. Srila Prabhupada, thank you for making my life complete. Krishna consciousness has given me my life both structure and an end purpose. I am indebted to you for everything you have done for me. Your insignificant servant, Jitin.
Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is this great and exceptional personality whom I owe everything, since with his mission, the International Society of Krishna Consciousness Shortwave ISKCON and his books, I can get out of darkness, soften and purify my heart, know the meaning of life and go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada, all on his own, came to the West to deliver all of us from Maya. Srila Prabhupada made many disciples, mostly young people who otherwise would probably have been lost. Now, with their knowledge, they continue their spiritual master's mission. Srila Prabhupada translated those for us inaccessible sacred Sanskrit books into English and provided them with very clear purpose. This is really a revelation, since no religion is giving such extensive information about the personality of Godhead, Paramatma, the individual soul, and our Sanatana Dharma, or initial constitution. This tremendous task Srila Prabhupada realized in only the last years of his life. This proves that Srila Prabhupada is an envoy and empowered by Sri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada's books are now translated in so many languages that people all over the world can take benefit of it to reach the highest goal. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted, in every town and village the Sankirtan movement will be spread. Srila Prabhupada is the spiritual master of the entire world, the Jagat Guru, as it was also predicted that he will build a home in which the whole world will live in peace. The spiritual master of the entire world must be considered an incarnation of Krishna's mercy, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura explains in Antya Lila, chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. To deliver people in regions throughout the universe who could not meet him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally entered in bodies of pure devotees. Thus, he empowered living beings, his pure devotees, by manifesting in them so much of his own devotion that people in all other countries became devotees by seeing them. In all his books, Srila Prabhupada says that our only duty is to serve our Lord Sri Krishna eternally with love and devotion and in a humble state of mind. Devotional service means to put Krishna in center of all our actions. And in this way, we serve Krishna through Srila Prabhupada's mission in cooperation with his devotees. And this brings peace and happiness in this world. The spiritual master and his disciples are never separated as long as the disciples follow the instructions of the spiritual master strictly. When we execute the orders of the spiritual master with faith and love, there is no scarcity of anything because Sri Krishna will award it. Sri Krishna is our beloved father and Srila Prabhupada is his representative and so is Guru Maharaj and they all want the best for us. May I pray to always execute the orders of the spiritual master with love and devotion. And in a humble attitude, and just express my sincere gratitude to Srila Prabhupada.
Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasad Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dhinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunivadi Pasityade Shitarine. What has Srila Prabhupada done for me? As I mentioned before, what hasn't Srila Prabhupada done? Srila Prabhupada has given us the gift of Krishna consciousness. I remember my parents, when I was younger, used to worship quite a few demigods, etc. But when I never understood and kind of partially followed, even though they worshipped, they also ate meat at the same time. So that was kind of a thing when you grow up, you're thinking, yep, it's all fine. But Srila Prabhupada gave them Krishna. And over the years, we now realize, I know now that fully, that Krishna is a person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he's someone that we can actually develop a long-lasting, loving relationship in whatever our constitutional position is. Srila Prabhupada has also shown that Krishna consciousness is not just a religion or a theory, but it is actually a practical way of life. It is actually a scientific way of living. As my wife said yesterday, whether at home, shower, wake up, even during the working hours, we spend most of our life at work, employed by someone, but even then you can apply Krishna consciousness in your working life. And it's amazing examples that I, from where I work, about a 5-minute walk down the road is actually Food for Life. So one day I decided to take, and I continued from there after, actually just getting a plate of prasad from Food for Life and bring it back to my colleagues at work and giving that. Srila Prabhupada not only gave us Food for Life, but he also gave us prasad we can distribute. And from where I work in Kent Town, it's, you know, it's a good few miles away from Soho Street. But yet even then, devotees are coming all this way just to spread Krishna consciousness. He's also set the perfect example of how we should cooperate with each other, how we need to love each other, showed us he was actually the perfect gentleman, and showed us how we have to interact with each other. He's also given us Sadhu Sangha, association with devotees, and that's personally how I developed my Krishna consciousness. I was never a big fan of reading, but it was via the association of devotees, in particular Naveen Krishna, when I was going through Bhandavasena era, and he personally took me under his wing and was actually guiding me, and whatever activities he was doing, he'd always give me a call, even though he was in North London and I was in South London, which is a big journey across. It's about an hour and a half to get from one to the other, but he'd still call me and say, look, you know, I'm doing this, let's go for a japa walk. And he gave me so much inspiration, but that's all down to Srila Prabhupada's mercy. What can I do for Srila Prabhupada? I currently, coming on the street and listening to everyone, I realize I'm doing far too little for Srila Prabhupada. I'm doing an insignificant amount. You could consider it a mustard seed dropping into an ocean, is what I'm doing. What I would like to do for Srila Prabhupada is, first and foremost, as you know, my wife is expecting, I would want to be a father to the child from now. As Lord Maharaj gave us instruction that we have to be parents from now. So I'd like to teach our child Krishna consciousness, and to raise him or her in the way of becoming a perfect devotee of Lord, and a perfect preacher. I see a gap in the corporate industry where there's a lot of preaching that still can be done, and there's an untapped resource, and I would like myself and my child in the future to actually continue and develop strong preaching in a corporate industry. Secondly, I would like to continue and re-establish the Canary Wharf Sanghas that my wife and I held at our home, where we were attracting between 15 and 20 different people. Majority were actually Westerners, and we would like to reestablish and re-continue that service to Srila Prabhupada. Another thing I would like to, and it's been something which has become quite foremost in my mind, after going on a a treat with Satyananda Maharaj in February was devotee care. I've realized that I don't personally, you know, I'll make relationships with devotees, but I'll never continue that. I don't continue that relationship. Only when, you know, you kind of go to the manor, go to Sarah Street, and you say, Hare Krishna, and you kind of make that small connection again. But I would like to actually develop deeper relationships with God brothers, God sisters, friends, family. We're all one family, so I'd like to develop a good relationship with each other as a family. And finally, one instruction Maharaj gave, which was, it stuck in my mind for a while, and this was many, many years ago. And I could see the sincerity, and the way Maharaj gave this message across was that whatever you do, never leave ISKCON, ISKCON Srila Prabhupada. And that is one of the vows that I will take deep into my heart, that I will never leave ISKCON Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much.
Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my most humble obeisance. All glories to you, Srila Prabhupada. All glories to you, dear Guru Maharaj. The way I came in contact with your book, Srila Prabhupada, was the proof for me that when we pray out of our heart, the Supreme Lord Krishna is reciprocating and bring us by the devotees. This happened in 1994. The first and second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam was a reveal and a confirmation. Those cantos were so complete for me, I could not stop reading them. Chanting the Lord's holy name took some time for me. It was difficult in the beginning, but the necessary support of the devotees guided me, so after 1 year I could chant the 16 rounds. The four regulated principles were very logical for me, I got no doubts. After my prayer to you, Srila Prabhupada, in 1996, you brought me in contact with my spiritual master, His Holiness Bhaktichalu Swami. Everything came on the right time, because 9 months later I made the choice between my ex-husband and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. It was my ex-husband who asked me to make that choice, him or Krishna. This was very painful, but otherwise I got no second of doubt concerning my choice. The so much loving support and devotion of my Guru Maharaj and many devotees were helping me to overcome it without fear. By the mercy of the Radhades devotees and our beloved temple president Rida Chaitanya, I could join here in the Holy Dham. So by this, I like to express my thankfulness towards you, dear Srila Prabhupada, and to you, dear Guru Maharaj, for all the causeless mercy and guidance in this life.
I feel home and happy in my service by dressing Lord Gopinath's beloved gopis and the different other little services. So what can be my contribution towards you? I do my best to focus more on the preaching part here in Radhadesh because I know that it makes you the most happy. More than a year ago, I was asking Radha Gopinath and his beloved gopis for opportunity for preaching with the guests. The great guiding tours I can physically not handle with the so many stairs upon the roof on the castle who are included in the tours, and a big group of people is not for me. And the reciprocation came. His Grace Mahaprabhu asked me if I was inspired to do devotional service in the new museum. Oh yes, I was so happy to realize how again Lord Krishna was reciprocating. So smaller groups for preaching in the museum, more personal approach. The people are so touched by the devotion, the patience, and the beauty of the paintings. Please, dear Srila Prabhupada, accept the way of doing my best for my small contribution at your divine lotus feet. And please bestow your causeless mercy upon my beloved Guru Maharaj eternally, your aspiring servant, Mandira Devidasa.
Hare Krishna, all the offerings were excellent. All of you expressed your gratitude to Srila Prabhupada so wonderfully. And so now, just consider that this is the most important thing in our life. To recognize Srila Prabhupada's contribution in our lives, what Srila Prabhupada wants us to do. Srila Prabhupada actually wants us to do four things. Very simple four things. One is to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at least 16 rounds every day. Follow the four regulative principles, because dharma is standing on those four principles. Read his books, because through his books Prabhupada is going to guide us. If we read Prabhupada's books, we'll get the guidance of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada will make it clear to us what we need to do, what we should do. And the fourth one is, always remain in the association of devotees. There's a fifth consideration also, which will automatically happen. The fifth consideration is, render service to Krishna and his devotees. So just follow these five things and your spiritual life will remain intact and you'll go back to the spiritual sky. Not only you'll go back to the spiritual sky, your very life will become situated on the spiritual platform. You'll already be in the spiritual sky. You don't have to separately go there. You'll already be situated in the spiritual sky. And just do these five things. Thank you very much. Now we have a presentation from Rasamandala Prabhu and his team about the Bhaktivedanta College, Radhadesh. Rasamandala Prabhu ki. Bhaktivedanta College ki.